From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
My grandson adores his Thomas Train collection, but Thomas is dangerous to his health. Mattel recalled over a million Thomas Trains made in China and doused with lead paint. These toys join a list of toxic Chinese products, including meats, poultry, toothpaste, pet food, and defective tires. Lawsuits are in progress where people and pets have died, and that's just the beginning. The Washington Post reported that the Food and Drug Administration returned more than 1,100 toxic Chinese products in 1 month. However, for most of these unfit exports, China will find another U.S. entry point. Contaminated Chinese exports are old news, but now there's an enormous increase in numbers and public exposure. As product scandals multiplied, world markets are having migraines. Governments and corporations have attempted to fix Chinese scandals in the gentlest of manners. Senate committees have held hearings and learned that the woefully understaffed Consumer Product Safety Commission has one individual testing all toys in a so-called lab that looks like a messy kitchen. Senators have vowed to increase the budgets of the commission and the FDA. Industry groups are even pressing for new safety standards, although it may well be that they are meant to protect industry, not consumers. The Chinese response runs the gamut from denial to apology to promises of reform to execution and suicide. But in the end, little will change. We can't monitor the tsunami of all Chinese products hitting our shores, and the Chinese know it. American companies, fueled by cheap Chinese labor, drool at the thought of 1.3 billion consumers of American goods. So there are endless excuses about why we need not overreact. Thomas the Train may have been sidetracked, but the global economy local motive won't be derailed by your health and safety. With a perspective, this is Joan Reinhart-Reese.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.